All right, Papa, we were talking about the 1950s. Do you have anything else you'd like to add about life during the 1950s?
Well, not too much. Usual everyday work, you know, still planting back. But nothing important, I don't reckon, happen.
Okay. Okay, back to the, when you were living during the 1930s before the war, you live in Boaz, you still live in Boaz, you lived in Boaz.
Well, 1930, I was about 11, 12 years old, maybe. And just learning how to plow an old mule, you know, in the summertime. And I wanted to learn, but after I learned how, I found out I didn't like it. You know, good enough to help my daddy. Yeah, but me and my two brothers, we had to work farming. Had to cut wood for the stove, firewood. Yeah, we had something to do.
What was the population of Boaz during that time?
Maybe 4,000 people, roughly guess.
About 4,000. So, and you would say that this is, like you were saying earlier, that this these were just all common people, most of the population of Boaz are just...
Yeah. There were a few people with money, Thompson Lackeys and Dr. Horsley. He was our, well, he was one of our family doctors. We had Dr. Morton, Dr. Hunt, Dr. Noel. I was named after Dr. Noel.
Really?
His name's Earl Noel.
Oh.
He named. So.
He was your doctor, or your mother's doctor, when she gave birth to you? Go ahead and continue with what you're saying. That doctor gave you were your he was your mother's doctor when she gave birth to you.
Yes. Yeah, he hung that handle on me, and I've had it ever since. Let's see, I think I was 15 years old when Ray was born.
Your brother?
So he was just something extra in the family, you know. I used to have to babysit for him, you know. Pretty interesting.
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
Well, I have one brother died when he was 14 years old, and a little sister that was born dead. Yeah, one of my brothers, he is in the Philippine Islands in World War II, and all the islands up there.
Which one was that? Which brother was that?
Alden, my oldest brother, and Archie, he had drafted. Alden joined, but Archie was drafted, and they sent him down here in South Carolina, straight into Panama Canal Zone, and war was declared when he was on the ship going to Panama. I won't forget that, and he won't either.
I bet.
he said the captain warned them all, you know, that we watch out for different danger. But they made it over there, and then he put up a whole 4 years in Panama. Yeah, he didn't get to come home time.
Oh, my.
Yeah, he brought him back, caught off bar back to Pennsylvania, and he stayed there a few months. Discharged.
You were over in Europe for 4 years also, right? How long did you serve?
Well, I went in can't remember the exact time, but we landed in France after D-Day, and there wasn't no shooting going on. In other words, we landed in a safe landing, and we didn't encounter the Germans until it's way up in France.
Yeah. All right, Papa, I want to move into the final subject of what we're going to talk about today. And it's a completely different subject, but we have been talking about. I want to talk about your grandfather, King David Cleveland. You've told me this story several times about how he came over here and about his life. And if you could just kind of tell
me
where he came from, how he traveled to... Friendship.
Yeah, he came out of Hartwell, Georgia, in an old covered wagon with everything he had, his belongings, and his Uncle Pelger, Uncle Bo, Aunt Anna, and Mama, and Aunt Callie. And I remember Mama saying that she was 6 years old, and Aunt Anna was 2 years older, so they were 6 and 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And she talked about a lot of times they'd jump out of the wagon, they'd walk, till it get tired walking, and finally they'd get back up in the old covered wagon, coming over. They came over Sand Mountain and went to Phil Campbell. It stayed 2 years out in Phil Campbell. My granddaddy, for some reason, he didn't like it out there, so he turned around and came back to Bullhead and went to Friendship, about 10 miles west of Bullhead.
Mm-hmm.
And there he settled down, and well, Mom said he was a, he sat on, I don't know what you mean by that, yeah. But her
he sat on
granddaddy and some of his friends that he knew in Georgia were there.
Mm-hmm.
Their name was, one of them's name was Dyer.
Mm-hmm.
And he met, of course, they all being neighbors, you know, he went up there and I believe he had 160-acre land.
How much land did your grandfather own? Do you remember?
Well, he had 60 acres of it, 160.
Mm-hmm.
And I think back during the panic, before the panic, he couldn't pay the taxes on it or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he let the state have, I don't know, 80 acres of land, and paid up the taxes.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't want the land no way. He's pretty old, you know, and all the other kids had grown up and left. And the land he give them, pretty poor land down on the creek.
Mm-hmm.
Good pasture, but wasn't good farming. And Well, I believe he's dead. I believe he died. It was in 1935. Mm-hmm. And my grandmother, she died, I believe, in 1928.
Well, do you know what the name of the creek was that he
said? Clear Creek.
Clear Creek,
yeah. Okay. And the church, Friendship, he's buried at Friendship, and all his relatives, you know, his wife, and grandmother, and my aunt Anna, and he had a boy that's buried down there, Tommy, and some more of his cousins. I forget their name.
Mom said that he also raised a niece. Do you remember her name?
Who?
A niece. That he was...
Oh, yeah. He raised Lloyd Brown.
That was
one of his boys' girl. Okay. And she was about the age of my mother. And she's still living, too.
Do you know, back, did you call that place, the first place that he settled, Phil Camel?
Phil Camel. P-H-I-L-C-A-M-E-L-L, I believe.
Okay. And do you have any idea why your grandfather decided to move from Georgia? What his reasons were for wanting to come to Alabama?
No, that's right after the Reconstruction, you know.
Yeah.
Civil War. But he was...
Did he lose a lot during the Civil War?
Well, now, that period of time, I don't know what he done. I don't even know what year they left there. But Mom was 8 years old, or 6 years old, when they left. But he joined the Confederate Army, Army of Georgia.
Uh-huh.
And some more of his kin folks, and his daddy, I think, I heard that my great-granddaddy was in that war.
Yeah.
I think maybe he got killed in the war. That book you got will tell you. But he made it out. He got out of the Civil War. But I know when his daddy was called up, his daddy was called up, he just went with it, joined the army with it. And he was, I believe he was 16 years old. But he told me how poor, how hungry they got during the war. He says that he's about to starve to death.
How many years did he fight? Did he fight the whole time? Or?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Skirmishes they had, but they fought all the way from... they might have been in that Gettysburg. My granddaddy might have been killed. My great-granddy could have been killed up there in Gettysburg. But all the way back, see, the Yankees run us back down here.
Uh-huh.
And they come out around Chattanooga, got in Georgia, Chattanooga, and run them on back. Put the... He said they'd be lucky to... on their way back before the war even ended, that they were looking to find an old potato hill. That's where the farmers would bury sweet potatoes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He said if they get to find that potato seed, boy, they sure would eat. He said them Yankees, though, they destroy, on their way back, they destroyed all the food they could. And they run in my grandmother's on my daddy's side, on my grandmother's side,
mm-hmm.
and they made it, the Yankees come up to her house, and they made her, she's 12 years old herself, mm-hmm. during this time, well, they made her get in the house because they're shooting what's called mini balls, artillery,
mm-hmm.
and a bunch of Yankees come in their house, throwed the quilts off their beds, took an old knife, set their mattress, searching for food. Because
mm-hmm.
the last time they take a ham meat or two ham meat and they'd hide it, keep the Yankees from getting it.
Mm-hmm.
But they tore her bed up. They didn't get no